The real estate market takes dips. Everybody's so afraid of the market right now. And honestly, wealth is built in the dips. So forget all that noise. The stock market takes dips. And in the dip, you're buying, but you're never selling. Okay? Because you'll lose your money. Every single time that your life takes a dip and you go selling all your stuff like a madman, oh, I'm gonna move, right? Now I'm selling all my furniture. Your life took a dip and now you're selling all your shares. Don't sell your furniture when, don't move. That's the bottom line of wealth, is you don't move, you stay steady. If the storm is around you and it's roaring, you keep your boat steady. And that's your mind. Number four would be take advantage of tax advantage accounts. And, you know, that is going to be IRA accounts, not all of them. Traditional IRAs, they're taxed at the end. They're taxed when you withdraw. Roth IRAs are the ones that you pay taxes on yearly because you claim those assets in your taxes. So you pay those taxes annually and set it and forget it. And I think that this is really good too because taxes go up, right? Taxes go up year by year. So you don't want to get caught in 30 years paying that tax. It's definitely good, and you're paying taxes on what you have right now. So think about it. If you're building your wealth, by the time that you get up there with a large lump sum in 30 years, you're going to pay the tax on that. But if you're building your wealth and you only have $500 in, you know, the account, by the time that you have the $500 in the account in this year, then you can pay the taxes on that. And then if you have, let's say, $2,000 to $3,000 the next year, you could pay the taxes on that. Building your wealth with the taxes of the time is important. So take advantage of the year that you're in. Take advantage of the time that you're in. Take advantage of the tax laws that are in place now. Sure, things can look a little better in the future, but also protecting your investment in the terms of protecting your investment from taxes is really important. And I think what's so important about protecting that investment is things like having a business. Having a business and writing off all of those expenses and charging them to your business is going to really build wealth. There, in the beginning years of my business, I was able to claim all of that, all of my expenses, really. All of my living expenses went on the business because I worked from home and I had a remote style business. So I was able, and guys, this is legal, and the tax code was written for business owners. The reason why the tax code was written for business owners is because the Bible is law, and it was set up so that we can answer the call, so that we can follow what we're supposed to be doing in terms of our calling, in terms of the people that we're called to serve, in terms of the people that we're called to network with. These, you are a business. You are a walking, talking, breathing business. And guess what? The business is a person, according to the law. Every entity is a person, and every person is an entity. So you have to take advantage of how you will be able to build your wealth in tax strategies. If you don't know much about tax strategies, take a course, read a book about it. Because all of these things, you have to protect your mind, for from it flow the issues of life. Protect your heart diligently, says the Bible, for from it flow the issues of life. And over in Genesis 8:21, it says that the imagination of a man's heart is evil from his youth, meaning that the heart is the imagination, meaning that the spirit is the mind. Over in Ephesians 4:23, it talks about how we need to be renewed in the spirit of the mind. Therefore, the imagination, the heart, the mind, they're all the same thing. Next is That would be number 5. Increase your income. Start building side hustles, because in increasing your income, you will start investing more time in all of these different avenues that you are trying to collect from. And it looks different for different people, but what I would say is increase your income in a network. Don't increase your income outside of that network. I'll give you an example for what I did. So what I did was, because I'd been in property management since 2016, I said, well, I'll work around property management. What is that going to take? How will I be able to build around property management within my own skill set and my talents? So what I did was, because, guys, I started having super intricate dreams about different furniture pieces. One time I had a dream about a bench. The bench was gorgeous. The entire dream was just that bench. It looked like I was looking at a picture on Amazon. And I saw all of the details of the bench. Then I had another dream, and I didn't even know. I didn't even know that Martha Stewart was dead, right? And correct me if I'm wrong. Don't butcher me. I'm sorry. But I want to say I looked up if she was still alive, and Google told me that she wasn't. Martha Stewart's death. No, it's not. It's not good that she's dead, but it's good that I'm not lying to you guys. So when I had this dream, and I didn't realize that Martha Stewart had already passed away. So in my dream, Martha Stewart came to me with an entourage. She came to my studio and she wanted to buy my designs. She said, my designers have gone dry. And I said, so what does that have to do with me? Because I don't want to give you any of my designs. That's what I'm thinking in my mind, in my dream. And then I said, I took her around my furniture store, and I showed her all of the different, and I had different categories of designs. And she wanted to buy some, and I said, I don't want to sell them to you. I want these for my own. I don't want to sell them to your designers. I don't care if your designers have gone dry. And I hadn't really followed Martha's career. So I just didn't know that she had passed away. So then she gives me a wad of money. Oh, she gave me a wad of money with different $500 bills. And I'm thinking, I'm trying to count the money, but I couldn't. It was so much money that she was offering me for my ideas, and I couldn't count the money. I just kept trying to count it. She kept trying to talk to me in my dream. And I'm like, no, I don't want to give it to you. The money looks attractive, but I really don't care about the money. I don't want to give it to you. I want these designs for myself. And my dream ended. In property management, I tell you all of that to say this. When I started my business, I said, okay, how can I structure it around what my talents are, what my gifts are? And whenever God gives you something, that's a talent, because how would you have otherwise known this? So the knowledge that he's giving you, that's the talent, right? The knowledge either to sing, how to sing, to know how to pick up these different notes, to you, whatever it is that you do. So for me, it was furniture. It was interior design. I'm extremely good at it, and I don't even know how. I just know what looks good. I guess I just have the eye for it. And so I incorporated that into my ideas of how I wanted to, basically run my business.
Hey guys, thank you for tuning in. Before we continue, I want to take a quick commercial break. If you haven't heard of my book, How Is There Free Will in a World That Is Predestined? Here's a sneak peek of what to expect. But before we check it out, don't forget to like, subscribe, and download. Comment with the question you've had the hardest time with in your spirituality for a chance to win a free book. lucky winners will be selected at the end of the contest on August 31st, 2024. Pre-order your book now at www.dearanea.com. And now, here's a sneak peek.
This is a book that took a lifetime to write. I grew up in the church and believed in God until an intro to humanities professor in my freshman year in college. He gets up and speaks to the class. How can you have free will, but all things are predestined? He pushes the chair across the front of the class. Then he says, "Which one is it, Christians? Was I able to push the chair of my free will, or was it predestined for the chair to have made it across the room? I'm confused." He left me speechless. I left the class feeling anxious and frustrated. In my heart of hearts, I found myself asking the same questions. I thought, "Well, God, you have some explaining to do." When I said it, I was really talking to myself. Who was I going to turn to? Would I be able to express my confusion to my atheist friend or agnostic dean of students? Does anybody still believe in God? Who would I turn to in the middle of so much chaos in my mind? I couldn't quiet my thoughts after class. I went to the student lounge and sat in despair. No longer will I be left without answers. No longer will I be made the laughing stock. The professor was picking a fight that I couldn't square up to. I felt helpless without answers. This book is the result of research I've conducted for the past 17 years on the humanities, various science topics, religions, and traditions. They all say the same thing. My research answers all the questions. Professor, what's his face, hat? These are my answers. I dove in to never feel helpless and clueless again. Pre-order now at www.dearanea.com. There are two kinds of people in this world. The kind that have the questions my professor had, and the kind that don't know how to answer the questions. Which one are you?
What did you think? Pretty cool, eh? Now back to the show.
So, construction. I had another dream about construction, right? And how construction needed to play into whatever it is that you want to do. It needs to be able to connect. That's the point that I'm trying to make. How can you increase your income by connecting your incomes? If you're trying to do mad different hustles, then listen, the Bible says, "He who chases money, money takes wings." That's a proverb. Don't chase money. Chase your dreams. Because if you seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, all these things will be added to you. And seeking first the kingdom of heaven is seeking God's talent for you. It's seeking God's will for yourself. And you'll be able to do that if you're focused more on what your calling is. If you're calling driven, that your relationships, calling driven, right? Getting in there nice and nestled, making sure that all you're doing is this thing, right? If all you are is, for me, I'll give you my structure. So the property management, the interior design, the construction, all things surrounding that, that's what I went for. And I stayed in a 9-to-5 to keep my mind stable from going all over the place, from being desperate and trying to take money wherever I could. Stay in one place. How can you build your wealth in that place? Taking over the real estate industry is so extremely easy, right? Then working in property management, I realized, oh, there's a need for lead-based paint certified technicians through HEPA. And HEPA is the governing body over lead-based paint in New York. So I started going after that. And then I realized that it only takes an 8-hour course to be certified. What? I started going over for, after my real estate license. It's only in New York, it's only 77 hours. You can easily do that. Listen to the recordings, take notes. Do you get what I'm saying? Read over the notes and the glossary. That's gonna be really important. I noticed that, becoming a signing agent was really important. So becoming a notary was something that I needed to do for my business, right? Because I wanted to be able to support, and I wanted to be able to easily one client give them a card with everything that I do and let my money funnel. Oh, new property management in New York? Sure. You need a lead-based paint? You need a lead-based paint technician certified? I got you. Oh, you need a signing agent? Got you. Oh, you want to sell or buy property? Gotcha. Investing in real estate? Super gotcha. Oh, so if you're investing in real estate, you know you need to invest in some type of high yielding accounts, right? Oh, so you're investing in these things. You know you need some life insurance for your kids. You're a mom? Yeah, you need that. It's so easy to network. How can one, and if it's not connected, don't go for it. That's it. Just don't go for it. Managing your debt, guys, would be the next one. So number 6 on the list is managing your debt. Here's the thing. You need to make sure that if you have late payments on your credit report, we got to get those off yesterday. So writing the letter, making sure you let the creditors know or the bureaus know you need to take this off because of XYZ law. Just research the law that says that they're not allowed to report these things, that these things should be maintained confidential. And once you know the law, you know how to manage these different relationships with the bureaus, right? Manage the debt, take it off. Pay down all debt, right? Because investment needs, you can use credit. Credit is such a tool. Use these tools that are available to you. And guys, in America, it's so easy. You don't have an excuse in America. You really don't. Now, also, managing your debt, use credit cards only for emergencies. I know people tell you, oh, you know, use them and then pay them down. Listen, I've had my credit score go all over the place. I'll get deducted if I do, you know, several different things. Yeah, you want to utilize your credit, but try keeping it below 3%. I know people tell you 30%, but I've seen my credit get hit, right? Now, number 7 would be protect your assets. And I don't think that people really understand or think ahead when they think protecting their assets. One, protecting your assets would be right here. This guy. This thing here. Protect your body. Do you have medical insurance? Do you have, are you working out? What are you taking in, right? When I stopped coffee and then I realized that there was scientific research that coffee is super good for your immune system. I said, check, but any much of a good thing is not a good thing, right? So managing that would be very important. Also, do you have life insurance? Guys, seriously, there are plans. You can have a life insurance plan as low as $40 a month. That would have all your kids. If you're looking for life insurance, $40 a month or cheaper, call me. Okay, get in contact with me. We got to get that done. You need life insurance. Okay, and you need to be able to leave something for your children behind in the case that you are gone. There are life insurance plans that it will, you know, pay out to a guardian in the case of accidents or death. You can have the life insurance pay the guardian to keep your kids. And here you are leaving your kids behind something because, guys, I got sick with vertigo in 2021, and I have to tell you that it was hard. It was definitely hard for me. And making sure that you investment in terms of your children, this is a huge one. You have to look for someone. Oh, nothing's gonna ever happen. Listen, you have to look for someone who will be kind to your kids and are not money hungry, period. You cannot have somebody that's money hungry taking care of your kids, because that person will squandle everything you leave them behind in the will, everything you leave them behind in the life insurance, and will not take care of your kids in the way that they should. Cinderella's a thing, girl. It is a thing. You cannot do this to your babies. Listen, when I got sick with vertigo, I really saw the devil in people. I really saw the devil in people. I saw the people that were there for me. I saw the people that were not there for me. And I have to tell you, there were more people that weren't there for me than there were people that were there for me. And that sucked. And after that, I said, no, I'm not doing this anymore. And I'm going to make sure that I leave my children with someone who will protect them, protect their money, and not hurt them sexually, because that's a huge, like, ill, right? And your babies can't take that, right? Sex is not something that a child should be involved with. It's too much for the mind. Sex is too much for the mind as an adult. People have a hard time managing how many partners they have now, and they're adults. Imagine what it would do to a child. And sorry, guys, but ladies, that is your energy down there. That is your entire, that is your body is your entire foundation. That what Hindus call the root chakra. And it is the entire light of your foundation. You cannot afford to dim that entire light for anyone. If you dim that light, imagine what it's doing to the rest of your tree. Imagine what it's doing to the rest of your plant, the rest of your body. And our bodies are plants. Now, the next one I would say is number 8, plan for the future. And like I said, this is in the life insurance, buying for your babies, however, you know, cheap you can get it. As long as you're leaving something for them behind, having educational plans for your children, for whatever the case may be, whatever happens with you, you have left something for your kids. Investing in a to put all these things, because a legal document, listen, I have learned how to fight my battles, and that is with the law. A legal document cannot be denied, and the courts have to uphold your will. What are you leaving behind for your kids? What are you, how are you going to, and you know, number 8 goes a lot with number 7. So remember how much you want to leave your children, and leaving your children an inheritance, or leaving your children a life insurance plan. It's not all of these things. It's also leaving your children a good guardian, right?